As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Howdy, hey, and welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Amy.
And we are your happy little father-daughter podcast here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon, Brenda, Danny, Connie, Andrew, Alexis, and Bill.
Yes, thank you guys very, very much for supporting the show. If you'd like to join them in our Patreon family, go to our website, disneyassembled.com, scroll down to the little Become a Patron button, click there, and yeah, you would get that extra special patron content, like the video we just did, the behind the scenes video preparing for this very special episode. Also, if you're looking for additional Disney podcasts and sounds and music and all that wonderful Disney stuff, head on over to Magic of the Mouse Radio. We are so thrilled to be a member of the Magic of the Mouse Radio family. You can hear our show every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Yeah, head on over there. Check out Magic and Mouse Radio. It's good stuff. All right, Mimi, this is a really special occasion. It is
Finding Nemo Adventure Submarines.
This is not an episode. It is not an episode about the Finding Nemo submarines.
Oh.
I know that would excite you tremendously.
Yes. Incredibly.
However, it is another very special reason to be podcasting today. Today,
is it you and Mom's wedding anniversary?
No, it's not our wedding anniversary. It's not even close to our wedding anniversary. This is a special episode. This is our 100th episode of
Yay!
Disney Assembled. Can you believe it?
That's
that we
insane.
Actually
That's
did something 100 times and kept with it? I mean,
so many.
That is a lot of episodes.
Yeah, we did that.
And, you know, it's almost like people, I guess all that means is that we're experienced podcasters.
I guess. Like, no, we're not. We're still beginners.
I still feel like a beginner. Yeah. I'm still learning all kinds of stuff. But, you know, people ask us for advice and it just, you know, there's,
like, what do
it's
you
amazing.
Want us to say?
It's amazing how many people, you know, haven't figured out that we're still learning this thing. It's still a lot to learn, especially when you're an indie podcast. We're an indie podcaster, right?
Oh.
We're not part of a big network. We don't have like a big studio. We don't have we're indie.
We're indie core.
Yeah, we're an independent podcast. Yeah, fist bump. There we go. Indie podcast. Woohoo. Hey, if you like indie podcasts, Good Pods. We're on Good Pods.
What is that?
So Good Pods is an interesting podcast platform. It's sort of a combination of a social network and a podcast network. So most of the podcasts that we listen to are also on Good Pods, but if you're an indie podcast or if you like to support indie podcasts, you can go to Good Pods and like the show, kind of like liking you on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. And we have a group called Disney Podcast that I created.
Cool.
And if people are interested, if you're on Good Pods and you're interested in joining our group, just look for it. Disney Assembled Favorites. I think that's what it's called, but look
cool.
for us and you can find our group there. Yeah. But yeah, this is our 100th episode.
Yeah. And it's going to be kind of a long one. So
it's a little bit, maybe not. Maybe
I'm
not as long
kind
as
of
we
like
think.
Explain what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, explain where we're going. Because we're really excited about this.
Because if we're not careful, this could run very long.
Yeah. It could run long,
okay,
but it's not.
So we have decided to create a corridor of excellence of Disney things.
Would you explain to everybody what a corridor of excellence means?
It's a Hall of Fame, but better.
Yeah.
It's a fancy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So
everyone does Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame has been used. But no one has ever created a corridor of excellence.
Papa was like, do you want to do a Hall of Fame? And I was like, yeah. I was like, okay, so like, I think this episode and this episode should be in our Hall of Fame. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, you like, not a Disney Assembled Hall of Fame? Like, we're not doing it for like our
Disney,
episodes?
A Disney corridor of excellence.
So we have chosen, we tried, okay, to pick two movies from each era, quote unquote, like the beginning to around the 70s, the 70s to the 90s. And then the 2000s to like 2017, because in the MLB, you can't be in the Hall of Fame if you haven't been out of the game for 5 years.
Anything that's 5 years or anything since 2017 is too soon to be in our corridor of excellence because it's recency bias. We don't want to have any recency bias.
I will tell you that that kind of went down the drain. That was incredibly difficult.
Yes.
So we kind of tried to keep in that little section, but it didn't go very well. So we chose two movies from the quote unquote eras, and then we chose two characters from those same quote unquote eras. And then we each picked a villain, we each picked a hero, and we each picked a sidekick. And then most podcasts, most YouTubers, when they do Disney Hall of Fames, they kind of exclude the parks. So we decided to do the parks. We each picked a ride, we each picked a show, a place, and a food.
Yeah. And I think we picked three movies and three characters, not just two. Didn't we pick three?
We did pick three.
Yeah, we picked three movies and three characters.
There were two for each era. That's what I meant.
We should also mention, though, before we get started in this conversation, that there are some characters that will automatically be grandfathered in from the very start into the corridor of excellence, because otherwise we would have had to have picked them anyway. Right?
Yeah. Okay. So I think it's the mouse one and then the girl mouse.
Right.
Whatever their names are. And then the two like birds,
the ducks,
and then the dog cow thing. No one really knows what it is.
The dog cow.
And then the dog. But like that dog doesn't get to talk unlike the rest of the dogs in the universe.
So basically Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, and Pluto automatically make it into our corridor of excellence.
Right.
So congratulations to the Sensational Six. Is that what we call them?
No.
Is that what you call
them?
Yeah, right. So Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy.
I said core four because it's better than everyone else. And it's Mickey, Donald, Goofy, and Minnie.
Yeah, but we also added Daisy and Pluto.
Yeah, because they're, cool. Yeah.
So those six automatically get in. We didn't have to vote on them. We didn't vote it anyway, but we didn't have to pick
them. Right, they're not in the equation.
They sort of appear.
Right.
The court of excellence was built, and then all of a sudden they just appeared magically.
Yeah.
They were automatic. But we have three movies, three characters, and then we did a special villain character, a hero character, sidekick character, and then we did some park categories. So this ought to be a lot of fun.
Cool.
All right. High five. Before we get into that, we need to have our 100th. The BB watch. We do have to have the 100th episode Disney dad joke of the week.
Oh, boy.
Mimi. Do you know why the leopard in Tarzan is really bad at hide and seek?
No.
It's always being spotted.
That's funny.
Get it? Because leopards have spots. Okay. Disney dad joke. If you have a dad joke you'd like us to consider using on the show, send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or send us a message on any of our socials, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all at Disney Assembled.
Y'all ready for the pen?
The pen, the 100th episode pen click. All right.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start this conversation?
Because
you picked three and I picked three.
Let's
you want to start
this,
start from
this,
movies and characters?
This, and then, yeah.
All right. Cool. So you want to name all three of your movies and then
we
name
all three of my movies? Yeah, we can do that. Okay. Right. So
Mimi will start.
I picked four movies because like this, the first one is kind of interchangeable and whatever. So for the first movie I picked Cinderella, but I also picked Sleeping Beauty because as film, Cinderella was significantly more groundbreaking than Sleeping Beauty. However, they both have castles in the parks. And so I think that they are kind of a package deal. And I know we didn't want to do that like package deal duo thing, but I couldn't.
It's a shock to me. You didn't tell me you were throwing in a package deal.
I couldn't have one, not the other. And
so you're
like,
actually picking four movies.
Right. But I couldn't be like Cinderella because of her castle and then not mention Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
So them, they are the centerpiece of both parks. That's at the end. Okay. The next one, I have The Lion King.
Okay.
Because The Lion King was like the big movie of like the decade that we were going off of.
It was absolutely huge.
It's enormous. The story continues to live on. Animal Kingdom is kind of, it's not Lion King themed, but everywhere you turn, there's Lion King stuff. There's the Broadway musical. There's the show in the park. The characters are everywhere. And then Hakuna Matata, I think, is one of the most iconic
phrases. What a wonderful phrase.
From Disney to ever be brought into the universe. Cool. Lion King, understandable. Yeah.
There ain't no passing phase.
Correct.
All right.
So the next one I have is groundbreaking, box office exploding, like made millions and millions of dollars and continues to make millions and millions of dollars almost 10 years later, Frozen. Frozen, I think, has to be in the corridor of excellence because it was massive. Like, I can't even like put into words how massive Frozen was and continues to be. And it's kind of weird to me that there isn't more Frozen representation in the parks because of the absolute, like, you know, intensity that Frozen has on, like, the absolute grip this movie holds on, like, children ages 5 to 7. Like, you know?
Yep, I do. I agree with you. So Mimi's picks for Disney movies that will go into the Disney assembled corridor of excellence are Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, The Lion King, and Frozen.
Yeah.
Excellent picks. Excellent picks. Now, are you ready for my pick?
Yes.
Right. These are the three. I picked three.
Okay.
These are the three films that I felt deserve to be put on a pedestal in the Disney assembled corridor of excellence. And they are Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Of course, we're going to start with Snow White. It was 1937, the first, you know, feature length animated film. Disney gambled everything on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And it was a huge hit. If not for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, there would be no Disney as we know it today. So it may not be my favorite movie. As a matter of fact, it is not my favorite movie. But I do think, putting my personal preferences aside, there is no doubt in my mind, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs has to be put in the corridor of excellence right away. The second film that I picked for our corridor of excellence is The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
So we fast forward to the end of the 1980s, almost 1990. And again, The Little Mermaid sort of kickstarts that renaissance of Disney animated movies again. It was a huge hit.
The Frozen of old people times.
Well, I think it was 1989, Little Mermaid came out. You cannot underestimate or overestimate how impactful Little Mermaid was. So Little Mermaid definitely going into my corridor of excellence. Again, not my favorite film, but absolutely huge in its impact on Disney. And my third pick, a little bit more modern, going into the 2000s for this one, I believe. I mean, 1990s.
No, like 90s. Yeah, 90s, 90s.
Toy Story, the original Toy Story, even though it's Pixar. Pixar counts, part of Disney. It was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Pixar and Toy Story. So my three films, again, Toy Story, you have a whole Toy Story land, you know, Andy's backyard is right there. I mean, Toy Story is huge.
It's got three sequels.
Absolutely huge. So the films that I will be putting in the corridor of excellence, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, The Little Mermaid, and Toy Story. All right.
Awesome sauce.
Yep. These are great films. And hopefully our listeners are following along.
Coming with their own. Solid
picks
of iconic.
Because we'll add more over time. We may add more.
Right.
Like, but this is our first entries into our, you know, our inaugural class.
Our inaugural class.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to characters. Yeah. Let's move on to characters.
Do you want me to go first?
Please do.
Okay. So the first character that I am inducting into the corridor of excellence is Tinkerbell. I don't remember which episode this was, but I talked about the intensity of Tinkerbell in Disney. Okay. Tinkerbell is in everything for marketing. Tinkerbell is all over the parks. But not like as a character, as a figure, you know,
more than just a character. She's a symbol.
Like, she's a symbol. Exactly. Like, she's a marketing strategy.
She's like Batman. He's more than just a hero. He's a symbol.
And he's a rich guy.
Yeah, he's a rich guy. Rich guy with a symbol. But Tinkerbell.
Isn't Jeff Bezos with the little smile arrow?
Little fairy with this flying dust. All right.
Anyway, Tinkerbell also is at the beginning of every Disney animation film. Like, that's it. Tinkerbell is everywhere. Tinkerbell is marketing. Tinkerbell is in the parks. Tinkerbell is in films. Tinkerbell has her own set of films. Granted, they're not as popular.
Tinkerbell as a character has become synonymous with Disney magic.
Correct. Like, Tinkerbell is Disney.
Yes.
Corridor of excellence.
Very good. All right. Who's next?
Lumiere, which I said this and you were like, what?
Yeah, so, this one's a controversial one in my mind. Lumiere. So explain.
Lumiere sings Be Our Guest.
He does.
Okay. Be Our Guest. There was an era in Disney a few years back where everything that was marketing related, every Spotify ad, every YouTube ad, every commercial was set to Be Our Guest. And Lumiere was like always like the main character of these ads because he sings Be Our Guest. And it's like, you want to be our guest. You want to be a princess. You want to come to Disney, you know, get the whole hospitality, the French hospitality, because that's a thing, right? Lumiere is in the corridor of excellence solely because of they took his song and they put it everywhere and then they snatched it away and then was like, haha, no more. Also, restaurant.
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
Yep.
That's not really French accent. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
That doesn't sound French either. It sounds like weirdly. It sounds like terrible Russian Italian.
Be a guest. Put a service to the test. Who's your next character?
My next character, my final character, is Genie.
Love the Genie. Go for it.
Genie is the perfect candidate for the Quarter of Excellence, I think. Because Genie is Robin Williams. Everybody loves Genie. And then, like, in the same episode where I talked about Tinkerbell, I was like, yeah, everyone kind of forgets about Genie until, like, you bring him up and you're like, oh, yeah, like, that's the best character at Disney, you know? Genie, Robin Williams. Genie is now being featured in the Genie Plus thing, making his way through the ranks of Disney marketing and Disney, what's it called?
Messaging.
That's not what I mean either. I mean...
Advertising?
It starts with an E.
Entertainment?
Sure. Cool. Genie, Quarter of Excellence. I think one of
the best...
He's
very recognizable.
Yeah, he's very recognizable. I think he's one of the best side characters to come out of a Disney film. Regardless, he's the best part of Aladdin. I'm just putting that out there.
Right.
Genie. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So your three characters are Tinkerbell, Lumiere, and Genie.
Yes.
Very good. All deserving of the Corridor of Excellence. Right? I think so. Yes. All right. My three. The first one I'm going to pick is a character from one of the movies you picked. I'm going to pick Cinderella.
Okay.
Cinderella is the, I would say for many people, the original iconic Disney princess.
I think she's the most recognizable.
Yeah. I mean, Belle certainly is up there with in popularity.
Yeah.
But I think Cinderella with the blue dress and the glass slipper and the whole thing. I think Cinderella as a character, as sort of the original Disney princess that everyone recognizes as Disney princess. I don't know. I think it has to be in the Corridor of Excellence.
Fun fact, the dress is actually silver.
Well,
it's not blue.
Okay, good.
Well, yeah.
I've been told.
Anyway.
All right. Next character on my list is another one that I think, I just love this character. Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh, what Disney did with that story and bringing that character to life through the movies and its representation in the parks and everything else has just been phenomenal. I love Winnie the Pooh. I love those stories. I love Winnie the attraction. Yeah. Winnie the Pooh. And of course, there's many other characters in.
I do that every time you mention him and it's so, every time.
Yes. So absolutely. My second choice for the Quarter of Excellence, Winnie the Pooh. And my third choice in the Quarter of Excellence, and this one I debated over, it's just mostly because I really like this character. Mm-hmm. I guess I like the movie.
Yeah.
And I felt this character would have a hard time finding his way, but I'm going to pick Peter Pan. I really like Peter Pan. I like Peter Pan, the dark ride that we go on. I like the film. And I don't know. I just thought
Peter Pan
needed some recognition here.
No, Peter Pan is one of the most popular rides in Magic Kingdom.
Like, yes.
Quarter of Excellence.
So Quarter of Excellence character for me is Cinderella, Winnie the Pooh, and Peter Pan.
Cool.
We're making it in this year. All right. We're going to transition now away from those movies. Of course, in addition, as a reminder to everyone, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, and Pluto are also in the Quarter of Excellence.
They don't make it in the Quarter of Excellence.
All right, so we're going to move on.
They are not cool enough. What has Pluto done anyway?
Okay, enough of that. Enough of that. You are about to get your Quarter of Excellence membership revoked.
Oh.
All right. So we have three special character categories that we wanted characters to go into, because I think these categories are fun to talk about. We've done episodes about them before. We've done an episode about villains and heroes and side characters. But we thought, well, if we've done special episodes about this as part of our 100 episodes, we should at least pick one of these characters, or you and I should pick a character for each of these categories to go on as a special place in our Corridor of Excellence. So let's start with the villain category. And who did you choose as the first villain to get into the Corridor of Excellence?
I picked Dr. Facilier, which I think is kind of like an underdog pick for sure. But I think Dr. Facilier is one of the coolest Disney villains. Like, I really like his story and I like his powers and his place in the film. Also, he's got two really cool songs and he's got a really slick outfit. And I like how he kind of like hides in alleys at the parks. I think that's really fitting for his character. And I think, I don't know, like that, like I remember seeing that in Disneyland thinking, wow, like that's such a magical, unnecessary thing to do, but it's great. And it adds so much to the level of detail, and Dr. Facilier in the Corridor of Excellence for sure.
A relatively new character when you look at across the Disney universe, but it's a great character. Many people would love Dr. Facilier as a villain.
And I think he'll grow more in popularity as Splash Mountain gets redone.
I think so. I think so. All right. My villain pick is a little bit more of a classic character, and I'm going to go with Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Captain Hook is my favorite Disney villain. It's close. There's some close characters up there with Captain Hook, but I'm going to go with Captain Hook. I don't know. Just something about Captain Hook. I thought he was always funny, but I always thought he was kind of evil and devious and slimy, but also a good character, just a fun character. So congratulations to Dr. Facilier and Captain Hook.
I think Captain Hook is a classic.
Solid members for the inaugural class in the villain category of the Disney Assembled Quarter of Excellence. All right, let's move on to the heroes. And this one was kind of hard for me and you. We have some maybe controversial characters in here. So why don't you go first?
Okay, so I have Jessie from Toy Story. And I picked Jessie because, you know, like Woody and Buzz are kind of like, you know, the more iconic Toy Story characters. But Jessie for young girls of that time, like for me specifically, like Jessie was everything. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. Jessie impacted me on such a deep level. And I know she impacted other girls. Also, she was a heroine in a series of films that kind of didn't have a ton of feminine representation. So I say Jessie for the hero first inaugural class of Corridor of Excellence, just solely because of like how fun she is and like how much joy and light she brought to the Toy Story franchise, I think.
I think that's a great explanation. And certainly I wouldn't argue with you. Jessie is a wonderful hero character, especially for young girls, boys too, right?
Right.
But Jessie was a wonderful addition to the Toy Story story.
Right.
And yeah, awesome pick. I'm really proud of that pick. I think it's a good, you know, pick that many people may have overlooked. And so it took some deep reflection on your part. So good, mindful choice. I struggled in this category mightily because I had three characters that I really wanted.
You should
say
all of them. We can do a drum roll.
But I don't want all three of them in there. I think it's important we just stick to the rules and just pick one.
I want you to like list them and then we can do a drum roll to see which one you pick.
All right. So the three that I considered picking are Luke Skywalker, mm-hmm. Robin Hood, and Davy Crockett.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, each of them has their pluses and minuses. You know, each of them has their, you know, pros and cons. Yeah, I really kind of wanted to go with Luke Skywalker, but I decided against that because you pointed out that when the original Star Wars was made, Star Wars was not part of the Disney universe, even though it is now. And so Technically it does count. But because of that, I felt, well, maybe there was a more classic Disney character that in the inaugural class maybe is more deserving. So it kind of brought me to Robin Hood and Davy Crockett. And when I say Robin, I mean the animated Robin Hood, the fox
one.
But also Davy Crockett, which was a huge hit in the 1950s, the live action Davy Crockett, Fess Parker playing Davy Crockett.
Old?
I'm not that old,
joking,
but I know
guys.
Enough about it. And I used to watch it on the Wonderful World of Disney, right? When I was a young boy, Davy Crockett was an enormous hit and it was hugely influential in Disney being able to have the money to do a lot of what he wanted to do with both his parks and with his films. And so because of that, I think...
Drum roll.
I'm actually going to go with Davy Crockett on this one. I think Davy Crockett as a classic Disney character. I know he doesn't get a lot of representation. I know the stories may be a little culturally not as updated as they should be. You know, his journey across with the frontier and his interactions with the Native Americans.
Right, but they are old.
But they are for their time. Right. And again, you know, Davy Crockett is both a mythical and a real life character. Davy Crockett actually existed.
Correct.
I don't know. I think the Disney representation, what Davy Crockett meant to the Disney universe in terms of forming the company, deserves some recognition. So I'm going to put Davy Crockett in our inaugural class under the hero category of our Quarter of Excellence. All right. Sidekick. This is my favorite category. Yeah, favorite category.
I love sidekicks.
These are characters that aren't like lead characters, but if not for them, the properties that they are a part of wouldn't be nearly as fun.
Yeah.
Right. And so who did you pick?
No, you go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go way back. I'm going to go really classic on this, all the way back to Pinocchio. And I'm going to pick Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
I think Jiminy Cricket, again, has a big role to play in the Disney universe, a big role to play in the marketing of the company as the conscience, you know, and shows up in the parks still as a character
sometimes.
You can see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Jiminy Cricket deserves a spot in our inaugural class in the sidekick category.
No, yeah, we talked about this when we talked about Tinkerbell. Jiminy Cricket and Tinkerbell are like on the same level of weird Disney, you know, kind of at an administration status at this point, past the point of being a character.
Yep, I think
okay,
so.
Cool. So I picked the ever-loved Edna Mode because everyone loves Edna Mode.
Like, I love Edna Mode.
Everyone. Everybody loves Edna Mode. She's what makes Incredibles so funny. She's what makes Incredibles 2 so funny. We, like, I genuinely don't think people can get enough of her. And she's iconic. No capes, you know?
No capes, darling. No capes.
Should she be in the park more? Like, yes. Like, should the Incredibles as a whole have more representation? Absolutely. But Edna Mode is going down in the inaugural class of the Sidekick Corridor of Excellence category just because of her sole popularity.
I think that's great.
I couldn't think of a sidekick character that people loved more than Edna Mode and wanted to see more of than Edna Mode. And so that's that.
Well, I have to tell you, for our inaugural class, you have some deep cut characters in there that a lot of people may not have thought of. And I'm really proud of that. Edna Mode, Jesse, Dr. Facilier, I think are deep cut characters that, again, many people may not have thought of originally. And you've put a lot of thought into that. And so I think that's great. It's exactly why we're doing the Corridor of Excellence. All right. Very good. We're going to shift now into Disney parks. Okay. Disneyland, Disney World, primarily, not the overseas parks. We've never visited those, but certainly it could be part of the equation. But, you know, mostly Disneyland, Disney World. We have four categories here. We have which ride attraction we want to put in our Court of Excellence, which show attraction, what place, sort of a spot in Disney parks that we think is deserving of special recognition in the Court of Excellence, and then a food item, which is going to be hard to talk about because I'm getting very, very hungry as we're having this conference. So let's start with, where do you want to start? Ride or food?
Start with ride.
You want to start with ride? Ride's kind of a big category.
Okay. Well,
let's start with food. Okay. Let's start with food and go that direction. Okay. All right. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
All right. Which food are you putting in the Corridor of Excellence?
I'm not picking a meal item. I'm picking a snack item. I'm picking Mickey Bar, which is classic, iconic. Like, I don't think it gets more real, more Disney than a Mickey bar. I have really good memories of eating them, and like, I don't know, like there's pictures of me eating them. Like,
absolutely. Chocolate, like, all over the place.
It's ice cream in the shape of a Mickey. And like, I don't like, maybe it's just a me thing, but like when I think of Disney snack, like I think of Mickey bars, and I don't know. I think they're such a staple. That's it.
Well, we have put a freezer section into the Corridor of Excellence down over there with special lighting, special cooling. The Mickey bars will not melt. People walking by can certainly, maybe we'll hand some out. You're walking down the corridor, we give you a Mickey bar. For my food item, I'm going to go with Dole Whip.
Okay.
I love Dole Whip. I really like pineapple. I know a lot of you don't particularly care for pineapple.
I like pineapple. You do,
your mother doesn't really care for pineapple. I like pineapple. So I'm going to go with Dole Whip. I think a pineapple Dole Whip, the classic pineapple Dole Whip.
The one with alcohol or the one without?
Without. I think just the classic original pineapple Dole Whip. I know they make different flavors now, which are all probably really good, but I'm going with the classic pineapple Dole Whip. You can't beat that on a hot day. Very refreshing, good stuff.
I wish there was a better place to get them in Florida instead of just in Animal Kingdom.
Well, you can get them in Magic Kingdom.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you're right there in Adventureland.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Because my mom and I walked by there like a lot, and I like didn't see them anywhere.
Yeah, you can get them there.
Maybe I'm just blind. I don't know.
You can get them there. And you can get them at the Polynesian Resort. And
okay, but no one's going to be like, ah, yes, let's go to this. Let's go to the Poly to get
a Dole
Whip.
Well, if you're at the Poly, get a Dole Whip.
Like, yeah, but why would you be at the Poly if you're not staying there?
No. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
All right, next place. All right, so there's this particular place that really connects with you, that really means a lot, that invokes Disney magic, and it deserves a spot. So if we're going to build a replica of it in our Corridor of Excellence, what area would you pick?
Okay, so I wrote Radiator Springs down, Cars Land, because I think Cars Land is one of the most immersive experiences I've ever had. Like, yeah, like, whatever, Galaxy's Edge, yeah, Toy Story Land, yeah, you know, Avengers Campus.
All of which could be in the Court of Excellence anyway.
But I think Radiator Springs was the first one, first of all. And I just think it's so well done, and it matches the energy of the Cars film so well. And like, you walk in and you genuinely feel like you're there. And like, even with all the people around you, like, it's so spread out to the point where you feel like you're the only one in there. And like, that was kind of that was my critique with Galaxy's Edge. It was so tight. It felt like you were in this space, but you were with other people.
Right.
And like that kind of took away from the experience for me. Radiator Springs is just, it's phenomenal. I love being there, especially being there at night.
Yep.
It's lively. It's fun. Corridor of excellence.
Excellent. And it's a great pick. I would have definitely considered that one as well. As a matter of fact, I did consider it. I'm glad you picked it. Radiator Springs area, the Cars Land area at Disney California Adventure. Fantastic choice for, and definitely deserving of the Corridor of Excellence. Well done. I'm going to pick a less specific,
less tangible thing.
Yeah. And I'm going to pick the space right when you emerge in the Magic Kingdom through the tunnel, entering the Main Street area, mm-hmm. right when you walk through that tunnel and you opens up into Main Street. To me, that first vision as it opens up in front of you is very impactful.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I'm going to put that spot, that place in the Corridor of Excellence.
Okay.
I mean, I could sit there all day. I couldn't sit there all day, but I like savoring that moment. A lot of people rush through right there. They rush through because they're going somewhere. They're hurrying up. I don't like to hurry that spot. I like to take my time. And I like to savor that moment as I'm entering the day, you know, entering the land of, you know, yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy, or whatever the sign says, right?
Genuinely like taking in like where you are and what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's my favorite place, and it's going right
and
there.
Then right to the left is guest services.
Whatever. Whatever. You can smell the popcorn. There's, you know, the streetcars, whatever. Yeah. So emerging from the tunnel is my favorite place. That's the place I'm going to put in. It may not be my favorite place, but it's the place that I think deserves.
Cool.
All right. Next is the show category.
You go first.
All right. There are a lot of options here for me to pick from. I'm going to pick Fantasmic. Okay. I really, really like Fantasmic.
That's
an iconic show. I can't wait for it to come back to the parks.
Is it coming back to the parks?
I think it is coming back.
Oh, that's exciting.
So Fantasmic. I love listening to on our Disney Assembled favorites on Spotify. You listen to our, you could follow our list, right? Our playlist. I love the Fantasmic music and the show. I think it's just fantastic. I love Fantasmic. So there it is. I have nothing else to say.
Yeah, that's a really solid that's a solid choice.
Yeah.
So I put Muppet Vision 3D.
Oh, I love Muppet Vision 3D.
Because even if people don't like it, it's been at the parks forever. Like, you know, like it's just there and it's always going to be there. And there's always going to be the giant Kermits like outside of the theater. You know, it's always going to be a little bit like
kind of pre-show is so fun.
Right. And it's always going to be kind of fever dreamy and you don't really know what's going on. And then, you know, whatever, there's going to be bubbles and water and et cetera. But Muppet Vision 3D, it's just iconic. It's there. That's it.
It's a great show.
It's always been there. It's always going to be there.
Yeah. I hope they keep it. I hope it stays there for a while. I love that show. So definitely.
Or even if they get rid of it, like I want them to keep a Muppet show there.
Yeah.
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 Cool.
Iconic.
Everything
definitely
about
deserving.
The Muppets is great.
Definitely deserving of our Corridor of Excellence.
Okay.
All right. The next. And our final category is park ride attractions. Could be anything. Could be a thrill ride, dark ride, whatever. Why don't you go first?
Okay. So going in the ride category, Corridor of Excellence from me, Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage.
No way. And now everyone knows you're kidding. If you've listened to this show at all over the past 100 episodes, you know that that is not true. What is your real pick here? Come on.
I am putting Pirates of the Caribbean.
Outstanding.
In the Corridor of Excellence. There are so many rides that I could choose from. So many iconic ones. So many great ones. So many new ones that are going to just go down in history. But Pirates of the Caribbean, opening day attraction. And, right?
No, I don't think it was opening day.
Was it not?
No, it wasn't opening day.
Okay, well, it was like very soon after.
Relatively soon. Whatever. But there are three versions of it. There's multiple versions of it. And all versions are going in the hall.
It's been around long enough.
Right.
To the point where it sparked an entire series of movies. There's that star Johnny Depp, which is like automatically makes it great, right?
Absolutely.
Anyway, there's like an actual human skull in it.
Supposedly.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. So Disneyland, Disney World, Hong Kong, the Shanghai Disney version, they're all going in.
It's a long ride, so it's like a nice one to relax in. Also, I've talked about this before. It's the best ride objectively. It's a dark ride, it's a boat ride, and it's a thrill ride because you got the drops. Okay.
Yes.
It's all of the above. Pirates. Yeah. Favorite ride. Always going to be my favorite ride. That's it.
Excellent. And along the same line of thinking, again, an attraction that exists in more than one park, and all versions will get recognition in our Court of Excellence. I'm going to go with the Haunted Mansion. I think the Haunted Mansion is very immersive. It's funny. It's a little spooky. The story is really cool. I love the Omni Mover. I love when it turns and you go backwards like you're falling. I love that part, you know, Madame Leota, the stretching room, the pre-show, the cast members, how great they keep character.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing about Haunted Mansion is
fantastic. The sheer attention to detail in Haunted Mansion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think Pirates and Haunted Mansion, very, very deserving of membership in the Court of Excellence in the inaugural class.
Yeah. No, I love Haunted Mansion. I always know something new every time I go on it. This summer gave me a new appreciation for it.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
All right. So there you have it, guys. This is our 100th episode. And in celebration of that, we decided to open the doors to the Disney Assembled Corridor of Excellence for Disney, the Disney Corridor of Excellence, Disney Assembled version.
Yeah.
Membership is available, right? It's free. If our listeners want to visit the corridor, they just have to listen to this episode over and over again, right? We'll be adding new members. And maybe each year we'll revisit this in January and add new members into the Corridor of Excellence. That would be great.
That'd be
maybe
so fun.
Some of our friends out there would like to contribute ideas for who they would want in our next class of Corridor of Excellence members. How could they possibly get in touch with us to let us know?
So if you guys want to contribute to the next Corridor of Excellence, feel free to send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or send us a message on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at Disney Assembled. But if you want to support the show further, there's always our TeePublic store, Buy Us a Dole Whip, and our Patreon. All of those things are linked on our website, disneyassembled.com. Make sure to check it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And while you're there, click on that button for the YouTube channel. We'd love to have some more YouTube subscribers. Let's get that at 100 level. You can do it, guys. It's not hard. There's a little button there that says subscribe. Boop, and you click it. And it's just simple. It's over with. Right like that. And you help us out so, so much.
So much.
Also, if you are listening to us on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please, please, please consider giving us a 5-star rating. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, in addition to the 5-star rating, we would love for you to write a little brief or as long as you'd like, kind review for the show. It really helps us out a lot getting the word out about the show. And if you haven't done so already, we would love your consideration for leaving us one of those ratings in it. Like I said, if you're on Apple Podcasts, a review, we'd love it. All right.
Guys, thank you so much for 100. 100 episodes.
I can't wait to do the next 100. That's you realize insane. When we finish our next 100, you will be getting ready to go off to college.
Oh, no. No, no.
Yeah, we get to episode 200.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah, you'll be right there. No, right around that time.
Nay, nay.
Oh, God. We'll have to figure out who's going to take over from you when you leave.
No.
We'll have to do it remotely.
We'll do it on Skype.
We have 100 episodes to figure it out. All right. High five. Great job this week. I had lots of fun. Thank you for your time. Love
it. Yay.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends about the show. We hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, see you real soon.